dentro la paz. Oh, oh, ah, oh, oh. La curva de la carretera me invitan a viajar.
Hello and welcome to Arts Express here on CITR 101.9. I'm your host, Katie Fitzpatrick. We have a very special show for you today because we have the world premiere of a radio play by Camille Dumont called The Forest for the Trees. I always do reviews and listings here to let you know what's worth checking out in the arts in Vancouver, but I thought we might as well bring you some arts straight from CITR every once in a while. And so I contacted the UBC writing department, and there's a class that actually writes radio plays, so I selected from a bunch of submissions this play by Camille Dumont. It's really interesting and very well written. And then I was contacted by the UBC acting department, and I had a lot of actors come out to help me out in putting together this this piece. And then, of course, I did the editing and added in the sound effects, and I'm bringing it to you here on CITR. So it's a UBC collaborative project to bring you this radio play, and I hope you enjoy it. It's going to be coming up in just a few minutes, but before we get to that, we're going to do just a few listings. And then we'll do a couple more listings at the end of the show after the play, leave you with a little bit of music, and then you can listen to Reel with Robert Waldman. So a couple listings. First up in theater, there's an interesting one. Debbie Does Dallas the Musical. Pickle Productions present Erica Schmidt's satirical musical version of the 1970s porno flick. That's till December 15th at the Odyssey Nightclub on Howe. There's also Reservations for Four. Pegleg Jack Productions Co-op presents Michael P. Northey's comedy about dating. That's till December 16th at the Havana at 1212 Commercial. Also, if you want to check out something going on in theater right now, the Arts Club is doing, something in theater for Christmas. The Arts Club is doing two Christmas-related productions right now. One is Beauty and the Beast, which is showing at the Stanley, brought back from last year because it was so popular. And the other one is It's a Wonderful Life, showing at the Arts Club Theater on Granville Island, which is also getting great reviews. If you like the movie, apparently it's a good adaptation without taking too much away from the movie at the same time. In dance, something that's going on right now is 12 Minutes Max, in interdisciplinary works spanning contemporary dance, flamenco, drumming, and mime. It's curated by performer Tara Cheyenne Friedenberg and Adrian Wong, artistic producer of the New World Theater. And as far as my understanding goes, it's a series of 12-minute dance or other performance-related pieces. And that's at the Fire Hall Arts Center in East Cordova, and it goes till Wednesday the 12th of December, which, if I'm not mistaken, is tomorrow. There's also a couple things going on in dance, in music at the moment. One is Strathte Variations number 80, Years to Celebrate. A tribute to dancer, choreographer, and teacher Grant Strathte's 80th birthday, featuring video clips of his work and performances by Arts Umbrella Dance Company. That is on December 15th at 6 p.m. at the Scotiabank Dance Center on Davie. Finally, in music, there's Winter Concert. A concert featuring the orchestras and bands of Van Tech, along with the Senior Jazz Combo, Brass Ensemble, and the Beginning Band. That's by donation of Vancouver Technical School on East Broadway. And finally, Die Flandermass. UBC Opera Ensemble and West Coast Symphony perform music by Johann Strauss. That's December 13th to 15th at 8 p.m. at the Chan Center for the Performing Arts here at UBC. Now, right now, we're going to hand you over to the play Forest for the Trees, which I said I put together with some UBC acting students, and it's starring Nick Fontaine in the lead as Charlie. I hope you all enjoy the show.
Charlie! Time for coffee.
Want some smoked fish with that, Timbo?
Have I ever refused that?
Here you go.
Damn, that's good.
Hey, you're a man of good taste, Timbo.
You're a man with good smoked fish, Charlie.
Birds aren't happy. We're busting up the wood.
Morning, boys.
Good morning.
Got some rough news, boys. Two things. First, Frenchie. Fell this morning. He was limbing and he unclipped to retie and he slipped down 25 feet. Rotten branch.
He okay?
Touch and go. Busted up his head pretty good and he's still out cold when they drove him out. They brought a chopper in and flew him to Masset. Haven't got any news more than that.
You call Nancy?
Yeah. She's pretty worked up. I'm gonna get someone to watch the kids, I guess, and head up there pretty quick.
You said two things.
Yeah, talks are off again, so they want us to vote for a strike notice. We're gonna meet after lunch today, up at the church, get the debrief. Probably take the afternoon. Sorry to bring you guys such bad news.
You want some smoked fish, Jamie? Yeah, take some. It'll sweeten the taste in your mouth.
Thanks, buddy. What's left over there?
Charlie's just taking the last few down with a big saw.
Nine left.
And then we're ready to haul. You think we'll really walk out?
I don't know, Tim. I really don't know. Don't sound too good. Well, may as well just get those knocked down, clean up, and head back. Clean yourselves up, too, before the meeting. Okay, I gotta go. I'll see you two in a bit.
Yeah, later, Jamie.
Stay safe, buddy.
You guys, too.
And the old lady. And kids. Makes you think, man.
No, it makes me want to do anything but think. Let's knock these off and get out of here.
Hello, everyone. Hello? Can I get your attention? Okay, I call this meeting to order. You guys all know me. I'm Thompson James. I'm the president of Local 21. I just want to start by saying that we've all heard about what happened to our Frenchie this morning, and we send our thoughts and prayers out to him and the family. I just want to take a moment of silence to reflect and will him a fast recovery. Thank you. Frenchie, you'll pull through. Okay, I'm just going to cut to it. You all know that we've been working without a contract since the first of the year. We've been in talks with the big boys on and off for 6 weeks, but as of this morning, we're no longer negotiating. It was us who walked away from the table based on the feeling that the negotiations were not taking place in good faith. I'm very sorry to bring this to you guys, but that's part of what you've elected me to do. The executive of this union is recommending that we vote for a strike. This is not a bluff. If we stick together and vote to walk out, we have to wait 72 hours. That takes us to Monday morning, and barring any major changes to the employer's position, we'll be able shutting it down as soon as legally possible. Well, that's that. Any questions? Yes, you, with the red hat.
Hi, my name's Mark. I was just wondering, can you go over the sticking points?
Yeah, well, they're crying poor. They want to roll back wages, downgrade accident insurance, they want the option to contract out to privates much of what we're doing in trucking, and they want to have a committee set up as a sort of task evaluation force, which I interpret as a way to disguise job evaluation, which tends to lead to downsizing and layoffs. Judd.
Yeah, what's our position on that stuff?
We want more safety guarantees, absolutely no wage rollbacks, no review committee unless it's tied to a no jobless guarantee, and plus we want a raise and a better dental and a better coverage for eyeglasses and eye exams. We also want temporary worker recall protection and seasoned worker commitments of term.
Tom, are we asking too much? How long will we be out for?
We're asking a lot. We are willing to move on some items. They seem unwilling. I don't know how long we could be out. Depends how long they can afford to squeeze us. Are they bluffing? Are they trying to hit a home run and break the union apart? I'm not sure. All I know is that what they're asking us is completely unreasonable, and we aren't willing to take it up the chute. Yeah, Charlie, you have a comment?
Yeah. I've been here 31 years. Been on strike 4 times. This will be my last contract, the next one. For those of you who are younger or who can't really afford to be out of work, I just want to remind you that there are people who fought for me before I got this job, and there will be people who come after, too. There's only one thing to do here, and it's to stick together. I'm not one for big speeches or nothing, but I known Thompson a long, long time. And if he says these guys are trying to feed us a shit deal, then these guys are trying to feed us a shit deal. Everyone, vote to strike and give Thompson the power to negotiate on our behalf.
Reuben made a train.
That'll be $31.41.
Here's 40.
Here, $8.59 back.
Thank you, dear. Did you hear about Nancy and Frenchie?
Yeah, poor thing.
Nancy left the kids with Charlotte. Her brother's driven her up to the hospital.
I hope he's okay.
Don't it scare you to have Charlie out in the woods working?
Yeah, but he's been doing it for so long, you know?
I know. Still. Well, speak of the devil.
Hiya, June.
Hello, husband.
Hello, wife.
All right. It's still a public place, you know. I'll catch you two later.
Bye, June. Take care. To what do I owe the honor of this visit?
I thought I'd cut out early today and take my wife for a banana split. What do you say?
I'm still supposed to work. Till 5.
Oh, well, let me check with the boss. Hey, Jackson, can Dina cut out early? I want to take her for a banana split.
Okay, Charlie. Dina, I'll see you tomorrow.
You're trouble, Papa. Let me just get my things.
Scoot over. I want to sit on your side.
All right.
Hi, guys. What can I get you two?
A banana split, please. Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, a whipped cream, and extra cherries and nuts.
Fudge sauce, too.
Okay. 2 spoons?
2 spoons.
All right, sit tight.
What's gotten into you today? We haven't been here in years.
I know. This has been a very strange day.
You know, neither one of us is supposed to have ice cream, let alone whipped cream.
Hey, you live exactly once, and sometimes you even gotta live it up. Besides, I promise not to tell anyone if you promise not to tell anyone.
Well, I can't promise that. When your old bear husband picks you up from work and takes you on a spontaneous ice cream date, sometimes you gotta share that information. How else am I supposed to turn the girls green with envy?
Hey, just don't tell anyone who's gonna give a lecture.
Deal. So what's up, anyway?
Thompson says we're striking.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He says, dig our heels in. We're in for a scrap. Oh, and you heard about Frenchie.
I did. Poor Nance.
I know. Jamie came and told Tim and me on the block. It was real strange. A real funny feeling.
Here you go, you two. One banana split.
Thank you, sir.
No, thank you.
Dig in, Toots.
Mmm.
Oh, cold.
Yummy. What do you mean a strange feeling?
Well, the birds were real rowdy, and they were talking all day. I couldn't help but get to thinking. Then, when I heard about Frenchie, a lot of things sort of came clear.
About what?
About a couple things. About me and work. I only got 4 years left before I pack it in.
I know that.
Yeah, I've been cutting trees for 31 years. I never went to school so long. I never really thought about it when I started. But the cut blocks are getting real ugly. And there's just no future in logging. Now with this strike, that just feels real clear.
What you driving at?
I had an eagle and a big blackbird cursing me today. I've been busting up wood ever since I was young. It gave me a good wage. And I've been lucky not to get too hurt. And it helped with you and the kids. But I'm not going to let our boys do it.
What?
Serious. I'm the head. With you. Of this family. And we've done well by it. We're not going to take any more. Not from those birds, anyways. We're going to give it back now.
What are you saying? How?
I got an idea. You'll see.
You have two new messages. First message.
Hey there, Charlie. Hi, Dina. I just wanted to call Charlie and let you know that the strike vote turned out 95%+. So we're going to walk out Monday morning, pretty much for sure. I just wanted to thank you for what you said at the hall today. It was a real vote of confidence. All right, I'll be in touch real soon.
Next message.
Hey, guys. Looks like he's gonna be okay. He's pretty woozy. I just wanted to call someone, and you guys are so great. I'll be up here for a couple days at least. Dina, if you wouldn't mind, could you get the dogs for my sister, Char? I left her with the kids and the dogs, but that might be too much. I wasn't really thinking. He's gonna be okay. I'll call you again tomorrow.
End of messages. No further messages.
Hi, you've reached Max. You know what to do.
Max, this is your father calling. I'm gonna go fish in the morning. I'll swing by early tomorrow to pick you up.
Go over and get Frenchie's dog. I'll light a fire.
Okay.
Come here. I love you, Big Bear.
I love you, Bunny Hop.
Reuben made a train. Put it.
You know my dad. He wants to be on the water by first light.
But it's so early.
Go back to sleep, baby. Sleep to your heart's delight.
Sweet home Alabama. Lord, I'm coming back to you.
Coming, Dad. It's 5 in the morning. Don't honk the horn. Morning, Pop.
Morning, Maxwell. Ready to catch some fish?
Always. I made a thermos of coffee for on the boat.
Ah, good man.
Jenny says you get me up too early.
I thought she'd be glad I took you off her hands.
Are you kidding? As soon as I'm out of the bed, she gets cold as ice. She needs me. I'm the furnace in our relationship.
Oh, you gotta fatten that girl up. She'll stay warm.
I'll stick to being the furnace, thank you.
Suit yourself.
So, what's the deal with the strike?
Not sure yet. No more soon. Probably walk out on Monday.
Prime it.
I already primed it. It'll flood.
Put the choke in.
It isn't. Oh, wait. I told you, just put the choke in.
You're full of this.
Calm enough, we can just drift for a while. If we get no luck, we'll set up the rigger.
Good with me. Want a coffee?
Does the Pope wear a funny hat? Wait, you forget how to laugh?
Here, Pop, don't spill. The lid's not on right.
Mmm. You make a fine cup of Joe, boy. A fine cup.
Pop, not even a strike. When's the last time you took up a fish in this spot?
Hey, I've been hot here plenty of times. Plenty of times. Max, boy, I've been thinking.
No, didn't hurt yourself, did you?
No, son, no, I didn't.
Fish!
All right, grab it, boy.
It's coming back at the boat.
Wine, boy, wine.
It's coming right at us. Get the net, Pop. Get the...
I got it, boy. Reel.
Holy cow.
Big fish, boy. Big fish.
Ocean. Creator. Thank you for providing me with such a beautiful fish on this beautiful morning here with my dad.
Big fish, boy. From strike to belly of the boat in no time. He wanted to come to you.
Man, just as I was seriously questioning your choice of spot. Must be 30 pounds or more.
Yeah, yeah. Son, catching this fish here now only confirms that what I've decided is the right decision. I spent most of my life cutting down trees, eh? I mean, you know that. I'm almost done now. One more contract. I've decided that not you or your brother are going to log. As a matter of fact, neither are you going to work mines or fish either. At least not on the big boats.
Dad,
No, I'm serious. I don't want the birds angry at you boys. Not for one second. There's too much taking, and my family has already taken too much. I was going to buy a new boat, you know? But that's changed. I'm just going to fix this one up a bit instead. It's still good. You know, look at the fish you brought, just brought in, eh? I mean, I'm going to take the money I got and send you to school, son. Enough to eat a bit and live and the cost of school, too.
Dad,
No, let me finish. This is why I wanted to take you out this morning. Things are shifting. The earth industries aren't what they were when I started. Yeah, you can become a park warden or a fish cop or a chef or something. Whatever you want.
What about Jenny?
Yeah, I thought about that too. If you want to marry her, then she'll go with you. Otherwise, move on, boy.
I love her. Dad, I wasn't expecting this.
I know, but I have a lot of faith in you, boy, and a lot of love, and a lot of faith. And you're a man now. It won't be long, you'll be old.
I've never heard you talk like this before, Pop.
Yeah, fair to say I never talked like this before, I guess. Look, my mind is made up. I don't know what you'll want to do, but as long as you do something good, something that gives... It's a gift, but it's not a free ride, boy. You gotta succeed. For your brother to follow you, you gotta make it work. You're a strong, healthy, good boy, Maxwell. This world's got big things in store for you. I can see it. Here. Pass me your line. I'll rebate you.
Train, put it on the track. You could hear that whistle blow 100 miles. Oh me, oh my. You could hear that whistle blow 100 miles.
All right, so that was the world premiere of radio play Forest for the Trees by UBC creative writing student Camille Dumont. And as I mentioned, it was acted in by UBC acting students with Nick Fontaine in the lead as the father, Charlie. I thought it was a really interesting play when I picked it out, dealing with environmental issues and also the situation for the Haida on the Queen Charlotte Islands and all the logging that's going on there and the issues that are arising from it. If you're wondering, the song that was being played is the refrain, and that is from an album called Whiskey Hollow Bound, Bluegrass and Old Time in Vancouver, Canada, and that song was performed by Redgrass with Corey Mayanishi on fiddle, and the song was called Ruben's Train, as you heard a little bit at the end there. Now, if you tuned into the show today hoping to hear the usual reviews that we have on, never fear, we'll be back with those next week. We're going to have a review of the film Milarepa, Murderer, Magician, and Saint. It's currently on at Fifth Avenue Cinemas, and also a friend of mine named Colette and myself are going to be attending a couple of the stand-up comedy showcases that go on in Vancouver on a weekly basis, so we can let you know which ones of those are which worth checking out and which ones are not. And Colette's actually an aspiring stand-up comedian herself, so we'll see what she has to say about those productions. It could be pretty interesting. Now, before we wrap up today, I'm going to give you a few listings of some things that are going on in galleries today, and then we're going to leave it to Robert Waldman with Reel to Reel. So one thing that's going on in galleries is Afua Granger, who has a show on at the Arum Argentum at the Railspur Alley on Granville Island. Those are paintings exploring skin, transience, and beauty. There's also Urban Impressions, photo impressionist works by David Moon. That's at the Amelia Douglas Gallery at Douglas College in New West. So if you're in New West, you might want to go check that one out. And finally, Some Days It Seems Nothing Much Has Changed. Those are works by Sarah Hodgkins till December 15th at the Republic Gallery at 732 Richards. And finally, in literary events, there's Poetry Around the World, an open mic multilingual reading hosted by Lucia Gurria with writing exercises given at the end of each event. It's actually on the second Wednesday of each month, including this Wednesday, and it's at Indigo Books and Music in West Vancouver, and apparently they do a reading in a foreign language, and then they actually have someone translate the poetry for you, so it's quite the experience. And finally, in literary events, there's Top of the Pass, Whistler and the Sea to Sky Country, a launch of a new book by Stephen Vogler with photos by Toshi Kawana and Bonnie Markowitz.